The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
They're
the
jumping,
weekend.
But Steve, I see you're not this time.
No, I'm not, because I lost last time and the guy got a perfect score, so I feel like I'm bad luck to myself.
I think you are too.
May I remind you, you also lost the first one when you didn't jump.
Now I really hope you lose again, Steve.
It's just a half jump. We'll see if that works.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's get to Rob from Porn Orchard. Rob, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Rob?
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go!
Yeah! What sport do you compete for the Lombardi Trophy?
Hockey.
No.
Baseball.
No.
Soccer.
No! What was the name of the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution?
The Bill of Rights.
Correct. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what magical world do the children discover?
Narnia.
Correct. According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America?
Cabbage.
No.
Eggplant.
No.
Pass.
What late singer had the hit songs Rehab and Back to Black? Rob? Are you still
Pass.
There? What is
I'm
the
here.
Largest selling vodka brand in the world?
Smirnoff.
Correct. What game features a blocky world where players can build and mine?
Minecraft.
Yes. If there are 128 ounces in 1 gallon, how many ounces are in 2 gallons?
256.
Yes. What kind of animal is Diego in the Ice Age movies?
Saber-tooth tiger.
Yes.
Ooh.
Wow, I like that you knew exactly what kind. You got 6 correct. I think you're going to be kicking yourself for the first question, but
I know exactly which sport that is, and I am kicking myself for that.
Listen, sometimes the first question, the timer, the pressure's on, but I'm really rooting for Steve to get another loss.
Oh, man.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What sport do you compete for the Lombardi Trophy?
Football.
Yes. What was the name of the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution?
The Ten Commandments?
No.
The Bill of Rights?
Correct. In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, what magical world do the children discover?
Never Never Land.
No.
I don't know. Atlantis?
No.
Tukwila?
No.
Family Fun Center.
According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America?
I'm going to have to say pizza.
No.
Piss off, Danny. I'm kidding. It's definitely Sarah's Oreo pie.
That is so rude. Absolutely not. That's actually number one of the liked.
Bananas?
No. What late singer had the hit songs Rehab and Back to Black?
Amy Winehouse.
Correct. What's the largest selling vodka brand in the world?
Tito's?
No.
Oh. Smirnoff.
There we go. What game features a blocky world where players can build and mine?
Minefield?
No.
Tetris?
No.
Minecraft?
Yes. If there are 128 ounces in 1 gallon, how many ounces are in 2 gallons?
You've got to be kidding me.
Quick math.
I don't know. 69.
No. Wow.
I couldn't do the math that quick.
Clearly not. Steve, you got 5. 5 correct, which is a loss. 6-5. Let's go, Rob.
Rob, one and oh this year, and I'll be back for more.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
I'm sending Steve into the weekend.
A loser.
With a losing record.
Is this the first time in Daily Mix history that Steve has more losses than wins?
Yes, Danny.
Can we keep it going all year long? That's up to you, Rockaholics.
Can I just rub this in really fast for you two? One that Rob got incorrect was the first question. What sport do you compete for the Lombardi Trophy? He guessed a lot of other sports but football. But even with getting that one wrong, he still won.
More than that special.
So special.
Don't worry, Steve. There's always next week.
Yeah. He did know The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the magical place the children discover, is Narnia.
Narnia.
Yes. Does anyone have a guess for the most disliked food in America according to Instacart?
Pineapple.
No, it's very salty, and I would never have
anchovies.
There we go. Oh.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of animal is Diego in the Ice Age movies? Do you know?
I don't know. A polar bear?
No. Rob knew he was a tiger and also knew that 2 gallons is 256.
I would have got that if I had at least like 20 more seconds.
I just want to say, Rob, wow. Rob got it very, very quickly. It was impressive.
Rob's so awesome.
Rob is kind of amazing.
He's like the coolest guy ever.
Yes, and he beat you.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
You guys are jerks.
The wildfires that are sweeping through California have forced hundreds of thousands of folks to evacuate, including one of my friends. She's a comedian in the area named Andrea Ertz, and she's from here originally, you guys. We're going to check in with Andrea to see how things are going after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Mix Show.
Throughout this past week, we have been watching the wildfire destruction unfold, and we feel so helpless here in Seattle because it feels like there's not much we can do.
It's heartbreaking, yeah.
And that we do have some resources up at KISW.com where people can get involved and help out. But we do have a friend of the show, Andrea. Andrea Entz is a voice actor and comedian, and you're down in Los Angeles, and you just moved here a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I moved down in April and I've been staying at like a furnished sublet because I wasn't sure if I wanted to move. And I only just made the decision to make it permanent like a month ago.
Oh.
So I moved into my apartment 2 weeks ago. It is empty. My stuff is still in Seattle. Honestly, thank God.
Yep.
My pets are in Seattle. So when I left, I was pretty, I felt better about leaving my apartment behind because it's virtually empty right now.
So yeah. One question I have for you, obviously we were watching a lot of the footage and so much of what you're seeing is during the day, but then nightfall comes. How does that kind of like change what you're feeling? I mean, are you able to sleep at night when this is going on?
Well, no, no is the short answer. Like it's scary. It feels very apocalyptic at night, especially. I think the first night the winds were really bad. And so you couldn't sleep because your windows are rattling and your floors are shaking. And then your power is going out and turning back on. And I will say probably all of us there's an app where they show you where the fires and evacuation zones are. And we all had it on, so it would wake us up because it's just so unpredictable, you know? And for me, I'm from Washington and I'm from the west side of Washington. I don't know about fires. Like, I don't know how fires move, but people down here, like they're so used to it that they were like, it's just business as usual. It never comes into the city. This is how it moves.
Huh.
You know, so but I don't know that. So I'm just paranoid city because this is baby's first wildfire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So no, the nights are scary. And that first night I was by myself. So it just was very, very scary. Yeah.
And it sounds like you had somewhere safe to evacuate to. And I know you're new to the area, but it sounds like you've got a little bit of a, you know, some connections and some friends that were able to help you out.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, my friend that I'm with, I met at when I went to Western.
Go Vikings.
So, yes, go Vikings. So that's the connection I had down here. Friend of a friend. We went way south. At somebody's family's house, and the air quality is so much better. You can breathe easy. We're very far away from the fires right now, yeah.
And I don't know, it could be a strange question, but in a sense, like earlier we talked to a guy by the name of Mike, and he was telling us how, like, you know, the way you find out about having to evacuate is text messages and things. And it's crazy to think in 2025, like, here, different world, like, you know, thanks to technology, you think about something like 20 years ago, how awful it could be for people if they didn't know what to do and how it make it happen. But do they also then keep you in the loop as far as, like, when they think you can go back to your place? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think the app is constantly updated, and I am seeing a couple that are like, the fire is contained, just be careful when you go back to your apartment is essentially what it says. But I personally am not going back to my apartment yet because I just, it's too close for comfort and the air quality is bad, and I'm just better safe than sorry and staying far away. But
and I know you have some friends that have been, you know, displaced, some friends that have lost a lot. What is kind of, have you been in touch really with many of your friends? What are they saying about the devastation that they've experienced?
I think the people that I'm closer to are folks that are not right in the devastation. And that's one thing I do want to say is, like, I am not somebody who is as affected as some of these other folks in the Palisades and in Pasadena. I'm like kind of in between. So when that fire started two nights ago, that was right in the middle in the Hollywood Hills. That's when all my friends started going, okay, we're out of here. So all my friends evacuated north or south. People found places. But I am seeing like some voice actors I know who's lost homes in the Palisades, and they said that they're seeing it on the news for the first time, and they're seeing, they said they could see their childhood drawings stuck in the bushes outside, like burnt up. Yeah, like how sad.
Yeah, I know this is not the way that you wanted to, you know, start your first year in Los Angeles, but man, what a great adventure you've been on moving down there to pursue your dreams, and I'm super excited for you, and I, you know, I hope that you get to go back to your apartment soon, and you know, everyone will continue to rebuild in this devastating
thank you.
Process.
That first night, this whole time, I've been like, what have I done? I don't know about, because this is, I mean, this is, they say, worse than it's been in a long time, and like, what a fire to move down here to experience, you know? There have been other ones that were way far across the city. Like, remember, this city is very big. Like, the same way that Seattle is really, I mean, it's like, it's huge. So there's been fires that have been far enough away that I've been comfortable that are still on the news. But this one, I mean, there's still parts of the city that are, of course, safe, but it feels different than the other ones.
Yeah, the
for
footage
sure.
that we see from here and just the pictures, it's just like, you know, everyone keeps going back to it. It looks like a movie scene, but it's just like, it does look like something like out of like a futuristic war thing, like where how everything is just on fire. It's just bonkers.
Yeah, and the skies were orange when I woke up that next morning. Like, the air quality was 420 on Wednesday. Yikes. So we were all wearing KN95s. And then I was just anxious all day. Looking at the app, and then finally when that Hollywood Hills one went, I had packed a bag just in case that morning, by the way, before I went to work, and I grabbed, you know, one of those water cooler jugs from my work. I was like, I don't care, the world is ending, like, you know, give me a bill, I'm taking this water jug, because that's the other thing, is they're saying that they don't have the water to put it out. Like, that freaked me out. So
for sure,
I'm again safe, but better safe than sorry, and I've just never experienced anything like this. So, you know, I'm taking the jug.
Take the jug. Every time, take the jug. Well, thank you, Andrea, so much for joining us this morning and telling us kind of your eyewitness experience in everything that's going on with the wildfires in California. And if people want to get more information on how they can help out, we have a bunch of resources up at KISW.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you're spreading the word about that for sure.
Thanks, Andrea. Now, Rockaholics, we do know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing a single second from the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to the Summer of 99 tour with Creed and Three Doors Down, which Danny is counting down the days until at White River Amphitheater August 14th.
He made his own advent calendar for Creed. It's weird. So much chocolate.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but The time has arrived. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier we were talking about the fact that two Washington cities ended up on this list of seven eccentric towns on the Pacific coast that you should visit.
Yes.
And Tom from Olympia wants to give a shout out to his lady for taking him to one of those towns. And what town is that, Tom?
Seabrook.
Seabrook. See, that seems to be the one that keeps coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my lady, Pam. She's the one who suggested that we go on a beautiful day in the summer, drove the convertible up there. Really cool town, great bakery. They got this really cool like tequila bar where the wait staff, they wear these really cool aprons. And I was like, man, where do I get one? And they said, oh, we can sell it to you.
Whoa!
What made the apron so cool?
They carry the aprons to be able to buy.
What was it about the aprons that made them cool?
They're like a barbecuer's type apron, and they were like green and that leather, and they were just like really high end.
All right, Tom. So really I'm looking at the article that World Atlas put out when they described Seabrook, and I want to see if you agree. It says it was a meticulously planned new urbanist town that combines cozy beach charm with modern amenities. And the highlights include whale watching, biking trails, pristine beaches, and a variety of vacation rentals.
Yeah, I would say that definitely describes it. I talked to my lady since this morning, and she said it's like the Stepford Wives. Every single piece of everything there is immaculate.
That's funny, because like, someone just texted and said,
greenest grass. She stayed there one time, and she said the place that she stayed in was the nicest place she's ever stayed.
Funny you say that, because what Texter said, it Seabrook gives very Stepford Wives vibe. Not a fan.
Not a fan. I want to see it. I'd like to see it in action. I'd like to, you know, just close down that tequila bar with Danny.
And I don't know if this is true or not. It says Seabrook also basically has a no year long population. It's almost 100% rental property and vacation destination.
And then I'm sure if you work there, you're just in the tourism industry in one way or another.
That's fair. Yeah.
The tequila bar is called Coco's. Restaurant and tequila bar. However, there's one here in Seattle too.
Coco's?
Yeah, there's a Seattle one and then the Seabrook one.
Well, I want to go to the Seabrook one because I like a field trip with you guys.
Same. Let's all go and we'll have it be like a show bonding thing, and we just get like an Airbnb.
A retreat?
Yes. It's, you know, they come up with new ideas for the show.
That's how we pitch
After the show today?
What? I mean, I got to wrestle tonight, but you know, it's a tag match. My tag team partner can handle it.
Cool. Does that mean Let's go. Get out of square dancing night at Barrett School?
Yes.
Because that's tonight. Square dancing.
Well, Brad's going to have to take him square dancing, I guess.
That sounds so fun.
Oh, boy, Sarah. You can be my stand-in.
I'm looking at some of the other places that are considered eccentric towns on the Pacific coast. So, like, we haven't been to Seabrook yet. Nia Bay also made it from Washington. We haven't been there either, although a few people said that they don't think it was very eccentric when they went there, but it is a cool spot. Have you been to any of the others? Let's go to Oregon. Newport, Oregon.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
It's the Dungeness Crab Capital of the World.
Well, let's go there then.
It's got a local seafood restaurant called Moe's Chowder.
That's a great name.
What about Lincoln City, Oregon?
No.
It's a hub for glass art and natural beauty, famous for its year-round float fairy treasure hunts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, because you know me, I love my float fairies.
Oh, boy.
You were just telling me last week how much you loved them.
Thank you. See, Danny can definitely, it's a testament to what I said.
My son Barrett has yet another new obsession, and it has nothing to do with trucks or karate.
What about ladies? You know the ladies love Barrett.
They sure do. It is a strange one, you guys. It kind of caught me off guard, and I will tell you what it is at 9:50.
What's up, ladies? My name is Barrett. The Daily Mix
Show. Every day, Barrett comes home from school. He's in kindergarten, and I learned something new from him that he's learning. And yesterday, he would not stop talking about buffaloes. They have been studying Native American tribes.
Oh.
And he is all about the buffaloes now. So that was what he was schooling me up on last night.
A big field of buffaloes live in that's called plains.
Plains?
Yeah, they're not like the stuff that flies in the sky. It's a big field.
Oh, I love that. He's like, yeah, Mom, I don't know if you know this, but there's more than just one type of plane.
Thank God.
It's spelled differently.
Clarified for me.
It's called a plane. Oh, wow.
Yeah. You sound so fascinated. Are you just angry because you're not able to drink wine? I gotta have a conversation with this kid. I can't have a glass of wine.
That's neat that you learned that. And what were you saying about the 5-year-olds?
They hunt buffaloes.
How?
On horses.
Wait, 5-year-olds hunt buffaloes?
Apparently, that's what he was learning, is that some of these Native American tribes of yesteryear, kids as young as 5 years old would be on buffalo hunts on horseback.
I can't even get my daughter to play Don't Break the Ice properly. Like, how do they convince a child to be able to...
Wild.
That's impressive.
They ride horses?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever ridden a horse before? Yeah, you did one time at a birthday party. Yeah, you rode on a pony at a pony farm. You maybe just don't remember.
I did not remember.
Can people have a buffalo as a pet? No. Why not?
They have sharp horns. What?
They have sharp horns?
Yeah.
So are they kind of dangerous?
I will say, my favorite part about Barrett is that he sounds like he's like Charlie Chaplin from like the 1920s, just very like, yes, I.
He's like an old-time radio guy.
Yeah.
Like, I think it, like, you got mom who's in radio, dad who's in radio. I think they just created a kid with a radio voice.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Shane. Yeah, buffaloes.
And sharp horns?
Yeah.
So are they kind of dangerous?
And can I tell you how big they are?
How big are they?
Bigger than this upper.
Bigger than this upper? Bigger than your teacher?
Yeah.
Are they bigger than daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, now we're body shaming Brad. Gosh.
What else do you know about buffalo?
That they're really hairy.
That's our dog drinking water in the background, by the way.
I'm disappointed you didn't ask if they're as hairy as daddy.
Yeah. Can I tell you what they use for,
How thirsty is your dog?
He is like a camel, I swear. He'll, like, drink so much water and then drink no water for the longest time.
Use the dead buffalo for?
What do they use the dead buffalo for?
Clothes.
It sounds like he's riding a horse.
Clip clop, clip clop.
That's your dog drinking?
Houses.
So is it a very useful animal?
Yeah.
What else do you know about them?
And they use their horns to make spoons, shovels, forks.
That's a lot of good stuff in there.
Sounds like someone's tap dancing in the background. That's Brad.
Yeah, he's like, ta-ta-ta. Hey,
dude, that's your dog right there?
That's a lot of good stuff in there.
He's not, like, right next to us. He's, like, in the other side of the kitchen. He's the loudest drinker of any dog I've ever had. But anyway, now everyone knows a little bit more about buffalo this morning.
I mean, the one good takeaway was I didn't realize at the age of 5 that these kids are able to hunt buffaloes.
Yeah, our kids are not very impressive, Steve.
My kid would cry if she saw a buffalo, I think, anywhere near her.
A couple came up with the oddest, and some would even say the crappiest, way to steal from a store. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Mix download after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
One of the reasons I don't do Dry January is because my birthday is this month, but Ryan's doing it. Danny's doing it. Are you guys? I know Danny has said he's not going to cave at my birthday. Ryan, can I get you to have one drink on January
9th? No, what are you doing?
I'm a pusher.
I'm about 7 Xanax, though.
All right, cool. Yeah, Ryan, we'll just do some acid. That's all. Fine.
That doesn't count. Mushrooms don't count.
That's true. Right. Yeah. Turn up.
Yeah, so don't talk to me at Taryn's birthday, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. If we're staring at a wall uncomfortably, that means leave us alone.
Someone gave me some acid.
All right, it's the D&D's brought to you by Palace Law. We're not even halfway through January, and I think I found my favorite story of the year. This happened in Florida. Police are looking for a woman who relieved herself on the floor of a Family Dollar store. And the reason she did that is to distract the staff while a guy that she was with stole around $500 in cleaning supplies.
That's a lot of stuff at a dollar store.
$500 worth of cleaning supplies. Well,
call me crazy. Is that 500 items?
Close to it. And the funny part is they didn't need those cleaning supplies because of what she did.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't found them yet, but the cops, they've already gave them nicknames, and their nicknames are, and this is the best part, Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
Oh my God.
So I think we know what she was doing when she relieved herself.
Ew.
Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
There is a serial butt slapper on the loose in Colorado. Cops are asking for help identifying this person. There was a woman who was out jogging on New Year's Day when he drove up behind her on an e-bike and slapped her in the booty. Then a day later, he did it again to a different woman in the exact same area. And then at least two other incidents have been reported. Someone did get a shot of him on his e-bike, but you can't really see his face, so they're asking for help. Let's find the butt slapper.
Hopefully we can find Mr. Clean, Miss Dookie, and Mr. Butt Slap.
Mm-hmm. A lot of butts in the download today.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if there's any butts going on with the Seattle Seahawks. Maybe a lot of butts on why they didn't move. But we didn't do this, but we didn't do that. Anyways, they're looking for a brand new offensive coordinator, and they have three people that they're going to talk to very soon, this weekend, in fact. Detroit Lions offensive line coach Hank Fraley, Chicago Bears interim head coach Thomas Brown, and Saints offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. I don't know anything about any of these guys, but the Detroit Lions have a very good offense, so I feel like, you know what? That might be the guy you want to focus on.
Clint Kubiak of the football Kubiaks?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Doritos has a new flavor called Golden Sriracha.
Don't Urban Dictionary that.
It blends tangy, spicy, and sweet notes inspired by yellow and green sriracha varieties. And they say it's not like the heat-focused screaming sriracha that you maybe have already tried. This is a little bit more of a vinegary zest and a little bit sweeter, not so much burn your face off.
Okay.
I'll try it.
Give her the old golden sriracha.
Okay.
No?
Google images right now.
No. Safe search off. The Kraken still suck. Four straight losses. Yesterday was a bad one. They gave up four goals in the second period, ended up losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets 6-2. They're not playing tonight, so at least we don't have to worry about them losing tonight.
Hey,
but they play tomorrow afternoon.
Lose tonight.
They're going to lose tomorrow afternoon probably against the Buffalo Sabres.
Okay.
Dude, this has been a bad, bad year for the Seattle Kraken so far.
There's always next year.
Yeah, fair. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 46 degrees. It's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.